Wow, it sure is crowded today. You know, I forgot they're having this big sale this weekend. Maybe we'll get a little discount for your gift. Can't you wait just another minute? We're almost there. I'm not going to ruin the surprise now. Come on, this way. We are going to the furniture section. I think the layout's the same at each location, so it should be somewhere in the middle here. Are you excited? Yeah, you look it. Well, maybe not excited so much as nervous. What's there to be nervous about? What could we possibly find here to add to our little collection? It's not like they have an adult novelty section. Oh, look out! Sorry, excuse us. Pull yourself together, boy. You almost walked right into their cart. I think I may have to drive us home. I don't trust you to watch where you're going. You're too distracted. Almost there. Coffee tables, ottomans. What aisle would it be? There are the lamps, the mirrors. Over there looks like it's all bathroom stuff. Oh, here are the desks and office chairs and there it is. Come on, check it out. Check what out? Check this out. Happy 6-month anniversary. Do you like it? Just a bar stool? Baby, it's not just a bar stool. Come on, use your imagination. What did I say like 5 seconds ago? This, sweetheart, is a gift to celebrate the 6-month anniversary of our new lifestyle. So clearly, I have something in mind for it. Here, I'll demonstrate. No, not here. That would be rude. We'd walk the aisle. Out here, in the main aisle, where all these people can pass around us much more easily. There, take a seat. Good boy. See how it's just high enough that you have to rest your feet on the bottom rungs? But here, move your feet to either side. That's right, so your thighs spread open. See, what I was thinking is that if I used the handcuffs I bought for our 1st month anniversary and the crop I got for our 2nd month anniversary, and maybe the spreader bar I ordered for our 3rd month anniversary, and the flogger I picked up for our 4th, and that cute little beginner's dildo that I got last month, you know, the one with the suction cup at the base. Well, put that all together, and whatever else might come to me, and, well, this plain little wooden bar stool will make an excellent chair for some good old CBT. Oh, come on, you. Upsy daisy. I just wanted to plant that little thought into your head. Come on, sweetie, bring that with you. Well, now that you know how we're going to be spending the rest of our day, I suppose we can take our time here and just let that tension build a little. I mean, they are having this huge sale. I wish we had our to-buy list with us. Can you think of anything we need around the house? Good call. We do need 9 bowls. Yep. And trash bags too. Oh, right. I totally forgot we're low on dish soap. But I don't know. All of a sudden, I'm kind of bored. I was so excited just a minute ago. Here, forget all that. Today is special. It's our 6-month anniversary. 6 months since my kinky boyfriend confessed his dirty little secret and begged me to lock him up in that tiny steel cage right down there. Then do whatever the fuck I want with him. So, let's honor that. No humdrum household shopping today. Today is all about kink. And since we're saving a bitch on that stool, I say we can use the savings to buy something else. Nothing huge, though. We're not saving that much. Just a little trinket, maybe, or some kind of accessory. I don't know what. Let's just look around. I'm sure something will jump out at me. Kitchenware. Office supplies? Oh, yes, I guess I could use a ruler for some close-quarter cocksmacking, but we already have a couple of impact toys. I want something we don't have. Masking tape? Oh, that does remind me that I want to order some bondage tape to shut your pretty mouth when you get whiny. But for now, I can always stuff your face hole with panties. Panties? No, maybe next time. Anyway, I don't think they carry pouch panties here. What else? What else? Makeup? Again, maybe another time. But if I'm going to make you over as a sissy, I'm going to make you all over. And we can't afford that today. Groceries. Huh. I thought this would be easier, you know. Oh, hello. Yes. Come here. Come here, sweetie. Yeah, come over here. I haven't really thought about doing any full-on puppy play with you. You know, butt plugs with tails and making you bark and all that. But calling you good boy and bad boy all the time, and telling you to come or sit or kneel. I mean, you are basically my pet now. So, yeah, I'm sure they'll have something for us over here in the pet aisle. A collar, maybe? That seems obvious. But, you know, I don't like any of these. If someone found it around the house, they'd just think we used to have a dog. And if anyone should find any of our toys, I want them to immediately recognize exactly what it's for. Let's see. Maybe a bone. That should shut you up. But I don't know if I really want to go deep diving into puppy play just yet. Look at this. This is perfect. Oh, baby, come here. Open up. Yes, now. Right here, right now. Open up and up. There you go. Go on. Give us a squeak. Again. Once more. For fuck's sake. Oh, that's too perfect. Oh, no. Leave it in. Don't worry. We found what I was looking for. So, we'll leave in a minute. For now, though, you are not allowed to take that out of your mouth. Well, don't worry. We'll use a self-checkout lane. They have those handheld scanners, so it won't be a problem. Yeah, you won't have to put your face to the glass. What's the matter? This is what you wanted. I mean, maybe not this exactly, but remember, you asked me, no, begged me, to keep your cock all locked up and only set you free when I thought you'd been good. And you said, I get to decide what being a good boy means. I get to make you jump through whatever hoops I want. And right now, this is what I want. Understand? Here. Squeak twice for yes, once for no. Now, do you understand? This is fun. So, are you going to be a good boy for me? Are you going to keep that toy in your mouth like I said? Even when we go back out into that main aisle where everyone will see? And you're not going to try to hide it in any way, are you? No, you're not going to slouch or bury your chin in your chest or anything like that, right? No, you're going to walk tall and proud like a Marine on parade, right? Good boy. Only keep this in mind. Good boys, they don't think before they answer their mistress. Good boys know exactly what their mistress wants to hear. So, they already know the answer. There's nothing to think about. Good boys answer right away. Understand? Good boy. Now, come on, let's go check out. Huh, what are these marked down to? Baby, not today. Today is our special day. But the next time we go shopping, do we need more salad dressing? Huh, I didn't think so. How about tortillas? You haven't made me tacos or quesadillas in quite a long time. You know how I like tacos and quesadillas. Should we add tortillas to the grocery list? Okay. Well, remember to add that to the list when we get home. What about kombucha? I've never tried kombucha. Should we add kombucha to the list? Mm-hmm. That's okay. I'll let you off on that one. I don't even know if I want kombucha. In fact, I don't even know what kombucha is. Come on, let's go. Hey, before, when we walked by here, when I wondered if we should buy you some makeup, now, I'm not asking if you want me to give you a sissy makeover, but when I mentioned it, did your pulse pick up a bit? Look, I know this is a new form of training, but it's a pretty simple concept, and except for that trick kombucha question, I haven't asked you anything truly difficult. Either your pulse quickened at the thought of a sissy makeover, or it didn't. Yes or no. No thought required. So, let me ask you again. Did your pulse pick up a bit? Good to know. All right, let's get online. What drama are the royals up to now? I don't know anything about the royals, do you? So dramatic, aren't they? The whole monarchy thing seems like it's just tax-paid soap opera. Did you ever watch soap operas? There. Oh, no, actually, you can go ahead. I'm not sure if I'm buying this. Yeah, no problem. Anyway, they're exhausting. When I was like 15, I got hooked one summer off from school and then started recording them when school started again. Ridiculous. But catching up each night started to feel like extra homework after a while. Does that sound like fun to you? No, it was not. So, what do you think? Should I start following the royals? No? So I shouldn't buy this? Wait, so what? I should buy this? Okay, I won't buy this. Come on, we're up next. Now, do me a favor. Set that stool down and take a seat. I just want to make sure this is what I want for our 6-month anniversary. Yep, we're getting it. No, don't get up just yet. Let me just grab this scanner and lift the tag with this squeaky toy dangling here. You are being such a good boy for me right now, even though all these people are staring at us.
And even though you can totally see in that helper's eyes that she's starting to wonder if she should call a manager over about these two customers acting weird in self-checkout. So, when we get home, I am totally going to reward you. We're going to set this stool right in front of the TV. We're going to strip you naked and lube up that dildo and stick it right where you're sitting. And once we have you all nice and settled with 6 inches of slick silicone up your ass, we're going to cup those wrists behind you with that spreader bar and then I'm going to let you watch some porn. Your favorite star. You get to choose who. You get to choose which scenes. Well, 3 at least. And each one has to be at least a half hour long. And then I'm going to set a big old pillow on the floor and get down on my knees and then I'm going to do things to you while you watch. Right, you wish. And we'll practice learning how to communicate with your new toy some more. You'll use those cute little squeaks to tell me whether something feels good or bad. Let's say 2 squeaks for bad and 1 squeak for good. Of course, we might experience some miscommunication as we go along because you might just bite down on that toy as a pure reflex when I... And then it might take you a moment to recover and remember you need to make it squeak again to let me know that maybe you didn't like that so much. And in that moment, I might misread the situation and think that you squeaked once for pleasure and then I might just do it again because you seem to like it. Well, it's a new game. We'll figure it out. Like we always do, through trial and error. Lots of trial and error. Does that sound like fun to you?
That's okay. I'm sure you had to think about that one. Now, get up. Lift that stool. And let me scan the barcode for that. Okay, yes, I want to pay now. Credit card, please. Okay, inserting chip. No cashback, thank you. Yes, I approve the amount. Now you are approving my card. Approving. Are you doing okay, honey? Almost done. And approved. Removing card. Waiting for receipt. There. Let's go. Hey, baby. Hold on. Do you love me? Am I doing a very good job at driving you crazy? Is this exactly the kind of fucked up shit you fantasized about? Good. Now, let's go home so I can fuck up your shit even more. See? I totally got you. You're eager to go home so I can fuck you up. See? You're just like any other pet. You don't need words. Now, come on. We'll play a guessing game on the ride home. I'll guess your favorite porn star, and you can tell me yes or no. I'm so out of touch, though. Who was the one who slept with Trump? Stormy something? Is it her? What's another name I know? Oh, the one who was in that Soderbergh film. Sasha Gray. Is it Sasha Gray? Yeah, supposedly she's a real feminist. Did you know that? That's what I read anyway. Huh? Well, I hope for your sake it's no one too new or too niche. I only know the big names, and they're all probably retired by now. Hold on. Jenna Hayes. Yeah, she was doing like all girl stuff for a while, but now she's like back to boy girl again. Really hard to keep up. You like her, don't you?